This is KCUR 89.3. Walk into Hall Contemporary, a gallery in the West Bottoms, and in one room, artist Davin Watney has built a 30-foot-long wall. There are nearly 40 paintings, small and large, clamped together. The exhibition Picture the Wall first debuted in Colorado in January. It responds to Donald Trump's call for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. KCUR's Laura Spencer stopped by during the installation, and Watney says the idea for the show came to him in a flash in the contentious election season.
This doesn't happen very often. I know it's like in movies, it happens all the time, but I literally had one of those like wake up out of bed ideas, you know, and I woke up and I went downstairs and I drew it out and wrote it down. And that was just this imposing wall, partly inspired by Donald Trump's rhetoric on the wall. I thought, like, you know, what does that feel like?
So how did you decide which images to incorporate?
As I watched the events unfold, I just kind of subjectized America. Things that make their way into the wall are flags. Because flags are like a graphic representation of a nation. The other, you know, more representational imagery on there, I was going a lot on intuition, you know, things that I thought spoke to the complexity of America's story in America right now.
Because we're in such a, you know, rapid clip of news happening, do you have a sense that maybe some of these images will, you know, become outdated quickly?
That's a huge concern. And the wall made its debut in Colorado on Inauguration Day. That's when it went up. We had this fear that Hillary Clinton was going to win, Donald Trump would become obsolete, this whole wall of imagery that I had been culling together for the last year would really feel irrelevant because people would have been tired of the election, ready to move on, ready to start healing, and last thing they want to see is a reminder of the 2016 election and all the political events that surrounded it, right? And then that didn't happen, you know? So as we know, Donald Trump was elected, and it just, people were hungry for some type of analysis, right? And so through this exhibition, just through looking at imagery, I've been taking a visual analysis of like the aesthetics of things. What does this look like? You know, how are graphics used in Fox, you know, Washington Post, how do they visually organize imagery with text? All those kind of things kind of made their way into the work.
You talked about how you have already updated it, and it does seem like it has the potential of, as you display it in different locations, you could continually update it as a kind of an ongoing, you know, ongoing narrative.
It has the potential to keep evolving, you know, as a news cycle evolves. But it's tough because, like, I don't want to just illustrate the news. There has to be a further investigation that's going on. And I think some pieces are more successful than others at that. And there's just something kind of absurd about painting, which is very labor intensive, something that is like a quick little YouTube snippet for an inconsequential one of, what, 1,000 talking head pundit kind of scenarios on the news. There's something really, I think, wonderfully absurd about that. And I'm hoping viewers in the future will look back and see, like, this is a little snippet of maybe what it was like.
I mean, you've done so many different kind of media with sculpture and installation, and how did you choose oil painting for this?
Oil painting's kind of like my background and my foundation. It's the medium I'm like the most comfortable with. The problem with this particular exhibition is the speed at which things need to get done. So sometimes there's a base, I'll do like a base of acrylic and then put oil on top. But I don't know, oil painting, it's got that tradition to it. It's such an old, wonderful medium, and it's my favorite. You know, it's like settling into an easy chair. You know, it's incredibly nimble. You can experiment with it. You can really get that kind of classic, neoclassical kind of look if you want. It was a way to kind of go back to what I'm most comfortable and successful with, but still, like I said earlier, try and create something that's architectural, that's structural, that has a big form to it that the viewer has to kind of confront.